Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 25th day of the month of Adar Rishon. Please continue to daven for a 6-year-old girl here in Boca, still desperately in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers. Please keep in mind Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Again, her name is Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. The Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We continue to gather for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Blau, the Green Road Synagogue in Beechwood, Ohio, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Blau slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. There's a chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the special tefillah, special prayer for our brave soldiers and their families, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are held captive, tragically still held as hostages. And Rabbi Blau will conclude with the Mishaberach of Cholim for those who are injured and who are suffering, and will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Please share the link with your friends and families. We are extremely grateful to everyone who continues to support and be a part of the program. The more tefillos, the more of us who come together to daven, to pray together, the greater an impact we can have. Please share the link, ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Blau.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, for your kind words of introduction and for the privilege and the opportunity to share words of inspiration during this difficult time for Am Yisrael. May all our tefillos, may all our prayers be answered in the affirmative. In this time period, we're reading from the Torah portions of the Parshios that deal with the construction of the Mishkan. And it's always striking to take a moment and reflect who actually built this Mishkan, this tabernacle, this house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the house for God. And we know of the individuals who were the main architects, Bezalel and Eliyav, but the question is, who else did the actual work? And there's a striking line from our sages from Chazal about who did the construction. We know the Pasuk describes, the verse notes, how kol neziv lev, anyone who had the feeling in their heart were able to contribute to the Mishkan, and they contributed to great degrees, so much so that they, Moshe Rabbeinu at some point had to tell them to stop bringing resources. But our sages tell us they not only contributed of their material goods, they also contributed of their talents. And anyone who wanted to, who felt the pull, the desire to be involved and engaged in the building of this magnificent edifice to house the Ribono Shalom, to house HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to house Hashem, was able to do so. While a beautiful sentiment, at the same time, it seems a bit perplexing. If I were to ask a group of students, as I did recently, when sharing similar words of Torah, with members of the junior high school at the Fuchs Mizrahi School in Beechwood, Ohio, if they were willing to help me build an addition to my house, many of them enthusiastically agreed to do so. And I was very touched by their gesture. But with all practicality, I would never ask them to build my home. After all, they have no experience. They have no expertise. How then could it be that the sages described to us that anyone who wanted to could be involved and engaged in the building of this incredible, important building, the Mishkan? And I believe the answer is very profound in a message that's vital to us during this time period. Ultimately, of course, it was the experts who did all the major aspects of the building of the Mishkan. But there's a message here. And that message is that when it comes to matters of ruchnius, comes to matters of spirituality, it comes to the opportunity to engage in behavior that gets us closest to Hashem. We shouldn't say, I can't do it. We should always say, I want to do it. I'm going to try. I'm going to aspire. And with God's help, I'll be successful. Too often, we hesitate. We believe something is beyond us. Something is too difficult. Something is not really within our capabilities. And rather than do that, hear the message that our sages are telling us. Here, when it comes to the building of the Mishkan, you may have not done so in the past. But if you really want to be involved and engaged in this lofty and noble endeavor, you can, you should, and you will be successful. We live at a time when Am Yisrael, when the Jewish people, our brothers and sisters in Israel, the state of Israel, needs our assistance. Yes, they need the Nediv Lev to give. They need those who feel in our hearts to contribute all the resources that our communities have been doing so for a period of time and will continue to do so, unquestionably. But they also need our spiritual assistance. They need us to take on more mitzvos, to engage in more learning of Torah, to engage in more saying of Tehillim. And as Chazal are pointing out here, anyone who wants to contribute, don't doubt yourself, believe in yourself, aspire to more. And God willing, may you be successful. May this be a schus, may this be a merit to all those in need. Again, first and foremost, our brothers and sisters in Israel, the soldiers on the front, those held captive, and as Rav Herman pointed out, all those who need our tefillos for their refuah shlema as well. At this point, we will start off by saying the five prakim of Tehillim, the five chapters from Psalms. We'll start off with Perek Chaf. Chapter 20. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid. Yadcha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yitagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisodecha. Yizkor kemenkosecha v'olascha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha kilvavecha v'chol atzoscha yimalei. Diranana b'shuasecha v'shem Elohei nunigo yimalei Adonai. Kol mishalo secha. Ato yadati ki oshia adonai mishicho yaneu mishme kacho bigburos yesha yimino. Eile varechev veile basusim. Vanachnu bishem adonai loheinu naskir. Hema korovina falu vanachnu kamnu venisodad. Adonai hoshia. Hamelech yaneinu viyom koreinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo exor. Binos deshe yarbitzeni, ame menuchos yinahaleni. Navshi yishovev, yanchein bimagle tzedek leman shimo. Gam ki elech, begeitz al moves, lo iwara ki ato imodi. Shiftecho mishantecho hema yinachamuni. Tarok lefanai shulchan neged tzoriroi. Dishan tov Hashem en roshi kosi rivoya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni ko yimei chayai. V'shaft b'veis Adonai li'orech yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir lamalos esoy nael harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim v'aretz. Yitem lamod raglecha, yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzolcha, yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh, lo yakecha v'yareyach v'loilo. Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzolcha, me'ata olam perek. Chapter 130. Allah Mamakim Krasika Adonai Adonai Shima Bikoli Tienos Kashubos Likol Tachanunai Imavonos Tishmorya Adonai Miya Amod Ki Imcha Haslicha Leman Tivare Kivisi Adonai Kipsa Navshi Velidvaro Hokalti Nafshi l'Adonai, mishamrim l'boker, shamirim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai HaChesed VeHarbe Imo Fidus V'Hu Yivdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. And finally, from our Prakim of Tehillim, from our chapters of Tehillim, Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskia Le David V'Yosav B'Maros Yefila Koli El Adonai Ezak Koli El Adonai Eschanan Eshbauch lefanav sichi sarasi lefanav agpid. Visatei falai ruchi batayadata nasivasi. Orak zu aleik tamnu fachli. Habeit yamina re'e ve'en li makir. Avad manos mimeni ein daresh lenapshi. Do'arti alecha adonai amarti atamakzi. Chelki bi'eret hachayim. Hakshiva rinasi kidalo simi od hasid levi mi road fi ki amsu mi mani hotia mi masker nafshi lo dos eshemecha biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigma olalai. We'll now say achenu together, achenu kobeis Yisrael, nesunim batzoru vashivya, haomdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha, hamokim yirachem aleyam yotiyam yisar lervacha, ומייפלה לאורה, ומשיבה לגאולה, השתה בגלב זמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. We'll say three additional tefillos, three additional prayers, the first for the brave soldiers who are defending the state of Israel. Misha Berach, Avosenu, Avam Avram, Yitrapi Yaakov, Uyuvarech, Eschele, Tevagan, Ali Israel, Omdim, Amishmar, Tzeinu, Vare, Eloheinu, Mikvol, Halvanan, Var, Midbad, Midbar, Mitrayu, Mina Yam, Hagadol, Lavo, Rav, Ad Lavo, Harav, Abi, Avasha, Baviru, Vayam. Yitain Adonai, Zevenu, Kimim, Leihe, Aleinu, Negafim, Lifnehem, Akadosh, Baruch, Yishma, Biatir, Kalein, Mikol, Tzarvit, Tuka, Mikol, Nego, Machala, Vishlach, Brachava, Tlacha, Bacha, Masa, Yedehem, Yad Ber, Senenu, Takten, Yad Rain, Beketi, Yeshua, Bazar, Titachon, Yikhem Behemah Kasuv, Ki Adonai Eloheichem, Ha'olechim Achem, Lilachim Lechem Evechem Lashia Eschem, Minomar Amen. Now a special tefillah for those who are captive, may they be protected and returned. Yishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak B'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe B'Aaron David B'Shlomo, Hivarek B'Yishmar B'Yinsoras, Chachena Beis Yisrael, Shvuyim B'Avur, Sh'anim Mispalim B'Avura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Yishmarei Mikol Tzor V'Tzuka, Mikonego umachala, bishlach, brachava, tlacha, bachoma, say dehem, yotie, mikoshev, xamaves, yoshiba, mehera, lachekvish, bachosem, benomar, amen. And finally, the Mishabeach, the prayer for those who are sick. I will pause, and you at that moment, please insert any name that you see that is in need of a refuah, that is in need of healing. Mishabeach, avasenu, avam yitzak, biyakov, moshe aron, david, bishlomo, hubarech, virapes, acholim. Babur, Shanakh, Miss Pavlin Babura, Miss Razak, Kadosh Baruch, Lay Rachimim, Layhem, Lachimim, Lachfa, Samli Achia, Kamli Achia, Sam, Yishlak, Lahem, Refuish, Layman, and Hashemayim, the Kol of Irahem, and Kogi, Dehem, Betok, Sharcha, Yisrael, Fuas, and Ephes, Refuish, Aguf, Hashtab, Aglov, Isman, Karib, and Amar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi. Wow, we look forward to having you back on the program in the Yirat Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.